WCBS News Time, 3:21. The entertainment world is in mourning this afternoon. Johnny Carson, who reigned over late-night TV for 30 years, has died at the age of 79. With a look at his distinguished career, Lisa Carlin joins us live from People Magazine. Lisa?
Yes, Tanya, this is a huge loss in the entertainment world and among television viewers. I mean, we've had very successful TV shows. David Letterman is a star, so is Jay Leno. But Johnny Carson kind of stood alone. He became America's best friend over 30 years hosting The Tonight Show, the face people watched ritually night after night. He left the show completely on top in 1992. People did not want him to retire, and they've yearned for him, I think, ever since. He told the audience on that night that he retired in May of 92, "It's come to this. I'm one of the lucky people in the world. I found something I always wanted to do and enjoyed every single minute of doing it." And Tanya, you know, after he retired from The Tonight Show, that was it. He did not go on TV. He did not appear on shows, though people clamored for him. He did host the Oscars 5 times back in the 70s and 80s. He launched many careers of many comics, including Letterman and Leno and Joan Rivers. And to show, you know, how enduring his appeal was, in 1994, he put out a video collection, Johnny Carson, His Favorite Moments from The Tonight Show. It was a huge hit. People just really wanted more and more. And as an economic indicator of just how powerful he was, People is reporting on the website that NBC never had a hotter commodity. At one point, he was reportedly delivering the network 20% of its income, more than $100 million. So he will really be missed. I mean, he's been out of the spotlight for a number of years now, but as I said, people really yearned for him, and they will all the more now that he's gone.
Lisa, why do you think he wanted to stay out of the spotlight? Did he just want to get away from the fame a little bit?
He was enormously successful. He'd made plenty of money. I think he felt like, you know, it's a great thing to leave on top, to not overstay your welcome. People, you know, just really clamor for you. And that mystery, you know, he was such a private man. Also, he got married to a woman he met on a beach in Malibu in 1987. And I think, you know, he reportedly was very happy. He was playing tennis into his 70s. He did have some health problems in recent years. But I think he felt, I mean, you know, not to put myself in his mind, but I think he had done it. I mean, he was an enormous star, and he did it for 30 years. It's a grueling job, and I think he just never found something in the spotlight that he wanted to do enough to come back and do it.
He will be missed. Lisa Carlin joining us live, the entertainment reporter from People Magazine. Once again, Johnny Carson has died at the age of 79.
News, traffic, and weather. On air, online. We are News Radio. WCBS 880.
Good afternoon. It's Sunday, January 23rd. I'm Tanya Hansen. Here's what's happening. Johnny Carson, the man who ruled over late-night TV for 30 years, has died at the age of 79. A special report from CBS News is coming up. Two firefighters are killed in the line of duty battling a Bronx fire. Four others have been badly hurt, three in critical condition, the fourth in serious condition. New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut still digging out from underneath all that snow from the blizzard of 05. New Jersey lifts its road restrictions but asks drivers to voluntarily stay off the roads. Israel and the Palestinians are moving closer to a ceasefire. An audio tape reportedly from Iraq's top terrorist turns up on an Islamic website. Sports: Knicks leading the Bucks 19-15 in the first. WCBS News Time, 3:31.
This is a CBS News special report. I'm Tom Foti. Johnny Carson, America's late-night guest for 30 years, is dead. He was surrounded by family as he died from emphysema at age 79. From Groucho Marx to Bill Clinton, from Richard Nixon to Tiny Tim, he greeted thousands of guests. Johnny Carson took over The Tonight Show in 1962.
This is kind of an emotional thing for me because I've known about this show for a long time. And I only have one feeling as I stand here knowing that so many people are watching. I want my man.
Nearly 30 years later, Johnny Carson had few, if any, regrets.
It has been just a hell of a lot of fun. As an entertainer, it's been the great experience in my life, and I cannot imagine finding something after I leave tonight in television that would give me as much joy and pleasure and a sense of exhilaration as this show has given me. It's just very hard to explain.
Johnny Carson, dead at 79. This has been a CBS News special report. I'm Tom Foti.
CBS News, I'm Steve Futterman, live in Los Angeles. The very familiar theme of The Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson. Today, the legendary comedian, the man called the King of Late Night Comedy, died at the age of 79. For 30 years on The Tonight Show, Carson made millions laugh with a topical, often biting nightly monologue.
President Reagan said today, he can see the light at the end of the economic tunnel. The bad news is, it's a guy with a flashlight looking for food.
Television critic Howard Rosenberg says Carson changed late-night television forever. Much of that, he says, was Carson's style.
Not only was he a terrific comic, he was a terrific straight person. He was smart enough and skilled enough and confident enough never to step in anybody else's lines. He was very happy just to sit there and let somebody else shine.
Comedian and commentator Charles Grodin was a Carson friend.
He was an institution, and he just brought something that, an inspiration for so many people, including David Letterman and Jay Leno, who he gave their starts to.
Johnny Carson died of emphysema. I'm Steve Futterman, live in Los Angeles. Now with more CBS News, here's Harley Carnes.
Rosemary Woods has died. She was President Richard Nixon's secretary, who said she accidentally erased a crucial part of a Watergate tape. Those many years ago, Rosemary Woods, dead at a nursing home in Ohio. She was 87. Snow being dug out and continuing to fall, for that matter, and the winds howl in the northeast. Connecticut Governor Jody Rell.
If you don't have to be out, please stay home. Stay off the roads.
Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont have more than 2 feet of new snow. Some parts will wind up with 3 feet plus. Nahant, Massachusetts Police Lieutenant Thomas Hutton says his town is cut off from the mainland. There's just one causeway in.
The generation of the waves just washed right over it, dumped the water onto the highway, and it's now under about 4 feet of water.
And some flights canceled at Boston's Logan Airport aren't expected to fly until maybe Wednesday. The petroleum industry has jacked up gasoline prices a nickel in the last 2 weeks. Why?
There's a very unfortunate coincidence between OPEC's cut of January 1, another potential cut in production January 30, coinciding with Iraq's elections. This has caused the oil market to be quite nervous, and oil prices are being bidded up.
Analyst Trilby Lundberg, average price of a gallon of gas, $1.87. At the box office this weekend, Are We There Yet? Road Trip Comedy, the leader at $18.5 million. San Francisco may become the first city in the nation to charge shoppers for grocery bags. 17 cents a bag is the proposal. Paper or plastic. Environmentalists claim it'll reduce plastic bag pollution by forcing people to reuse theirs. This is CBS News.
Where do you get a great value in auto service? From the people who know your vehicle best, your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer. Right now, get the works. An oil change with up to 5 quarts of Motorcraft oil, tire rotation, expert inspection, and more for only $34.95 or less. Come into your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer today. The genuine challenge. We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. Taxes, disposal fees, and diesel vehicles extra. See participating dealer for details through 31305.
This is your 30-second Vanguard insight on what makes one IRA different from another. With retirement lasting 20 to 30 years, the IRA with lower fees and expenses may leave you with more to retire on. It's one simple way to help make sure your IRA nest egg gives you the comfort of a nest without the worry of the egg. Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at Vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information. Read and consider it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation, distributor.